Unit 4. Track 12.
Nature has done everything for Sydney, man nothing. Man has done everything for Melbourne, nature nothing. A visitor to Australia once noted. Herein lies the essential difference between Australia's two largest cities. Melbourne is Australia's second city, but it has plenty of first-class qualities, from a buzzing art scene to an enormous range of restaurants. It may have a few gray days and a muddy river instead of a beautiful harbor, but don't let that worry you. The lack of natural attractions has meant that Melbourne has had to create its own man-made pleasures, and in doing so, it has become Australia's cultural capital. Theater, music, street sculpture, fashion. In fact, there are hardly any forms of artistic expression which you can't find here. All thrive alongside a cosmopolitan mix of cafes, restaurants, and bars. What's great about Melbourne for the visitor is how accessible all these arts are. In addition to traditional museums and galleries like the National Gallery of Victoria and concert halls like Hamer Hall, there is an enormous number of smaller art spaces and venues which cater to every kind of taste. Art is not something for a small minority. In fact, for most inhabitants of Melbourne, a weekly visit to the movie theater or an art exhibition is a routine event. Several festivals take place during the winter months, including the International Film Festival in July and the Fringe Festival in September, which has loads of interesting, even if not always good, comedy, dance, and theater acts. If the locals appreciate their art, they absolutely love their sport. Lots of people around the world will know the Australian Formula One Grand Prix and the Australian Open Tennis, which attracts over 500,000 spectators to Melbourne in a carnival atmosphere. But few people will be familiar with the sports Melburnians themselves follow. Australian rules football and cricket enjoy a huge amount of support. And if you have enough time, a visit to see either is well worth it just for the atmosphere. If you're looking to participate rather than just watch, why not try some surfing or swimming? Biking, jogging, or a visit to one of Melbourne's many gyms are other possibilities. All this information is on our website.